There's so much we can learn about ourselves through our relationship with nature because nature is what we are. Quantum physics shows us that everything in nature is vibrating at a molecular level, including you. So when it comes down to it, not only are you nature, but your music. And your frequency is an important part of this beautiful cosmic symphony. Hi, I'm Courtney Cole, and this is the Love Freak podcast where we remember who we really are and what we've come to this planet to create. It's here we make a choice. Love or fear. It's here we choose to vibrationally realign ourselves with the truth of our essence. Love, 528 hertz, the love frequency, which therefore allows us to realign with conscious healing, authenticity, and creativity. Don't freak out. This is your true nature.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Love Freak podcast. We are diving deeper into vibrational medicine today with my friend, Ben Carroll. Ben is a rock star sound healer, but you've also probably seen him rocking out on many stages across the country with his band Raw. Raw was signed to Universal Records many years ago and sold hundreds of thousands of records and had many, many years of success. But in more recent years, Ben's focus has been leading groups in sound healing ceremonies, accessing higher dimensions of self and expanding the mind, body, and soul. And if you follow him on Instagram, you will have a daily dose of sound healing. He will play the singing bowls and sing heavenly, heavenly melodies over the drones of the bowls. And I'm telling you, it will profoundly enhance the rest of your day. Don't say I didn't warn you. I'm so excited to chat with him today. We're going to talk even more about those profound effects of vibrational medicine and sound healing and what it means to raise our vibrations and how we can actually do that. So let's tune in. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today on the Love Freak podcast. It's so great to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. It's so good. Thank you.
I love watching you online. I love your story. You're a straight up rock star and you're such a spiritual guide too. You've kind of moved from the literal on stage headbanging rock star to like this total Zen sound healing rock star. And I love it. It's just really fun to watch you on your Instagram rocking with your band Raw and then zinning out playing your sound bowls. It's so cool. So I got to know a little bit about your journey and how you got to where you are now.
Sure. I mean, that's a long story.
Yes. Go ahead. I want to know all of it.
Well, I mean, first of all, for those that don't know who I am, I play in, I've been a member of a rock band called Ra for the past 20 plus years. And, you know, we signed to Universal Records when I was 25 years old, 24 years old, somewhere in there. And life got really crazy. So
I can imagine.
Yeah. And I was a musician my whole life. I grew up practicing guitar a lot. And then I went to Berklee College of Music and left school for a while to actually try and play music. And, you know, within a couple of years, that's when Ra signed to Universal Records and did that for about 10 years straight, touring all over. You know, we had songs on the radio and in movies and sports and all that stuff. But you know, that is what it is, and it's exciting when you're 25, but when you're 35, it starts to lose its luster. At least it did for me, probably a little before that. And the band decided to go into hiatus, and we were based out of New York City, and at that time I moved up to Maine, which is where I live now. The plan was to come up to Maine, live here for 6 months, and then figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life and go do that somewhere else. But Maine kept me. I've been here.
Sucked you in.
Yeah, I've been here for 12 years now, something like that.
It's beautiful 12 there. Years, yeah.
And I got up here and, you know, didn't know what I wanted to do next. So I just started exploring things, getting out into the woods a lot, doing a lot of hiking and just kind of decompressing from that crazy lifestyle that I lived. and started exploring a lot of other things like meditation and Reiki, and discovered sound healing and specifically singing bowls around that time too. And it was just instantly captivated with the singing bowls. There's something so amazing about them. If you've ever experienced them, if you've ever experienced them, for most people, they have like such a powerful way of just shutting down your brain and helping you to get to a deep space where just deep relaxation and a lot of healing and releasing can occur. But I was always curious what it'd be like to sing with the bowls. So I bought one and started singing with it. And it was interesting. So of course, a couple weeks later, I had 8 more, and that was the beginning of that journey.
Wow. And your voice is so beautiful. I mean, the way that you kind of harmonize with the bowls and you play with the bowls is so gorgeous.
Thanks.
And I can only imagine how healing that is for you, and, you know, using your instrument as the voice that's vibrating in you, that's bringing healing to your own body. But I know just from watching it on my end, it is incredibly healing to not only me, but I'm sure so many people that are following you as well.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I get a lot of really positive feedback, and it's, totally. It's interesting because I never thought I would be doing this. You know, I bought the bowls, but it was just for me, you know,
right.
I was just, it was my own meditation practice. Every morning I would sing with the bowls and just kind of travel on the sound. But the universe had other plans.
Yeah, as it always does. Yeah. Was there something, I know for me, you know, getting into meditation and kind of that spiritual side of things, it doesn't just happen. You know, there's kind of something that kind of leads you into that. Was there an event in your life or anything in particular that kind of was like, oh, I need this in my life. I need a switch. I need to turn my brain off. I need to go inward and heal. Was there anything in particular that kind of led you to that?
Well, as younger, before I really got ambitious and wholeheartedly, like with all my being, tried, you know, to become a successful musician, I was very connected and, you know, read a lot of books and was just,
yeah,
always seeking, always, you know, expanding my mind, and very much never felt like I fit into the world. And so, you know, my whole life I kind of was in tune. I grew up on a homestead farm in Massachusetts, and, you know, with a lot of animals and outside in the woods, like all the time. And, you know, it was a really wonderful place to grow up. And, you know, coming back to an experience, the first experience with sound having an effect on me was when I was, I don't know how old, somewhere between 10, 12, 13. I was actually laying on a hammock outside in the yard, just enjoying like a nice warm day. It was probably like early spring, one of those first really warm days. And there was a plane going overhead, and it had that droning sound to it. And it just kind of lulled me into a space where I just kind of transported to someplace else. And that was like the first time sound ever had an effect on my consciousness. And, you know, I always played sound as a means to kind of travel on the sound. And I I wasn't initially into songwriting until, you know, I got older. And the society tells you that in order to be a successful musician, you have to write songs, get them on the radio, and sign a record deal. So, you know, that became my focus. But really, the inspiration for playing music was always just creating sound and traveling on it. I did a lot of that all through high school, just creating sound with friends and just kind of going into it. And didn't even start writing songs really until I was in my early 20s.
Wow. I love what you just said so much. There's so much I want to touch on with everything you just said. I have so many comments, and I'm relating it obviously to my story too. Just from my experience and filtering it through that, but I connect with your story so much. I grew up as a kid, listening to my mom. You know, my mom was, she loved to clean. She had like cleaning day every, I think Monday it was. And so everything was always neat and tidy, but she would vacuum. And I would love when she would vacuum the house, because the sound of the vacuum would soothe me so much. And I would hum with it and I would sing melodies to it. And I would get lost in the sound of the vacuum. Like you said, it transported me somewhere else. It's so weird. It's like the vacuum, but it really did. It took me, that hum and where it sat in my body and where I could feel it did take me somewhere else. And there is that whole societal thing growing up where, you know, I loved sound so much. I loved the music on the radio. I loved the planes overhead. I loved the birds chirping. I loved all of these different sounds. I knew I wanted to do something with music, but society does tell you in order to have a career in music, it has to look like this. You have to songwrite. You have to go to a music town. You have to get a record deal. That's the only way. But yeah, I don't know. Just being in the industry and then I just noticed such a stronger component to music that's, I think, just powerful than we can ever imagine. I keep saying that the music industry is almost like the McDonald's. It's like going to McDonald's for me. Because I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I love a good chicken McNugget and some salty fries, but music these days and the process to sound has become very processed and very mass produced, and it lacks nutrition.
As a parallel to all of our society.
So I think I just really relate to that in your story, and just feeling a little bit of an outcast and wanting to create music with intention and meaning.
Yeah.
Sound is so powerful.
Take a quick step back, like your story, you know, when you talk about that, that exactly parallels mine. Because after I had that experience with the plane, I actually started sleeping with a fan on to have that noise, and I would hum with it at night and just kind of travel on the sound. So it's very, very similar, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It like makes me feel like it's cool. It's like there is a place for this. You know, you think of like all of the priests and the healers and the monks and everything that do the Gregorian chants and sing on these beautiful melodies and these beautiful tones, that are incredibly healing too. And I've been really getting into, some of the Sanskrit and some of the chanting and everything too. I just think all of those drones are really, really beautiful. And they teach us something, that we can listen to sound without judgment. And I think that that's something that vibrational medicine and sound healing, all this stuff can teach us, is to just, sound doesn't have to be music on the radio. It doesn't have to be organized to be healing or to be powerful. It can just be sound. And we can listen to it without judgment and settle into it. And then we can start doing that with other things in our lives. Mm-hmm. We can start looking at ourselves without judgment. We could start looking at our partners without judgment, our friend. Like, there's just so much we can learn, I think, through sound.
Absolutely. And it's also, it can be very, very powerful in so many different ways. But just the experience of coming back to drones, a drone is just for those that don't know, is just like a long drawn out single tone or chord, like what a singing bowl would do if you just kept playing it.
Right.
And drones are so, so powerful. And there's evidence that they've been used for millennia by different cultures as a mode of consciousness expansion, or even, you know, some kind of transport. And working with sound in that way can be such a potent experience. And you know, the things that we experience as kids, we're probably just awakening to that fact or that remembrance, and just, you know, moving into tune with the ability to actually use sound in that way, and you know, carrying it. And for me, it was a potent enough experience that music became what I wanted to do, the only thing I wanted to do in the whole world. But that's kind of non-structured music, like what sound healing is, the way that you can just allow yourself to get pulled into the sound and just release into it the way you can with the drone, is so powerful. And it allows us to get past the part of our brain that's dictating our reality to us, the thinking mind that's always yapping at us, and get down past those thoughts and release those judgments that we hold in our thoughts. And we can, from that space, you know, that deep, relaxed, more connected space, getting down past the dictation of our reality, we can do a lot of different things. We can heal our own bodies and so many other things. Sound is so potent in that way.
It's so powerful. Now, when it comes to like vibrational medicine and actually healing through sound, do you think that sound physically heals your body? Or do you think that it sets your body up in the proper space to heal itself? Like, what are your thoughts on that and how sound actually heals?
I think it goes both ways, because the sound on a physical level, the vibration, can definitely come in and move things around and shake things up. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's tension in your body, the sound comes in and creates a vibration that can actually loosen that and help you to relax even deeper. But I also believe that sound can help you to get into a state of mind, like I was just talking about, and a state of mind where you're able to access higher parts of yourself and actually heal yourself on those levels. I think it goes hand in hand, but I think the most powerful aspect of it is the aspect of the effect on consciousness, because we human beings are such powerful creators, but we're trained to think in such a way where we really limit ourselves. And when we get past that, we're capable of quite a lot, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that we all have heard a big sound or heavy vibration or anything that has resonated so deeply in our body that we can feel it moving us at the core, you know, just that deep vibration. That's amazing. You know, I was also reading too in a book the other day, and I'm probably not going to get all of this correct, but it was just talking about how, you know, we live our lives so much in this stressed state that our body is just constantly producing, you know, all of those stress hormones and adrenaline and cortisol, that we are just kind of stuck in that. Those hormones stay in our body for days and days and days, and we don't let ourselves kind of let that parasympathetic nervous system relax and rest, and how that alone is not good for, you know, our body, our psyche, everything. And it puts a lot of stress on our body. And so how sound healing allows you to access that parasympathetic nervous system and let it calm down and just rest in that and give your body rest. It's in that state that your body can rest and repair. So I agree. I'm with you 100% on it going.
Yeah, and it can
ways.
Really help through the same way, through the whatever you said.
Parasympathetic nervous system.
Yeah, I couldn't spit it out. I just gave up. It helps when you get to that space, you know, you can really step away from anxiety, because in our society, anxiety is such a massive problem. You know, everybody experiences anxiety on one level or another. And for some people, it's really powerfully causes a lot of problems. But sound can just help you to get down past that. In a really powerful way.
Oh, absolutely. I know that I'm a naturally anxious person, and it's amazing what it's done for me. I mean, I have one bowl right now. It's 528 hertz. You know, it's beautiful bowl. I have my other bowls coming, which thanks to you, you've helped me find a good set. But it's just that bowl in general. I hit it every morning. I strike it. play it, and it just brings me, it transports me, calms me down, and just lets me breathe. It's amazing how much I connect with that. But I wanted to ask you a question because you record your music in 432 hertz. And I was looking online. It looked like your latest release was in 2019 with a project titled Becoming Light. I just released a song called Light in 528 hertz. So I think that's pretty cool. But what is music to you? And what's your mission behind your music? What's your mission behind the music that you record and release? Is there a reason why you record it in 432 versus 440 hertz? Share it all.
Well, spill. The tuning portion, when I started discovering all the information out there about 432 and 528 hertz, which I know you're strongly connected to, which is the tuning of A444.
Right.
I just started experimenting with different tunings. It was really just a very intuitive thing. I just tuned to it and sing with it and see how it felt. And I just ended up liking the feeling of 432 the most. And I just stuck with it. And with singing bowls, once I had 432 singing bowls, I couldn't tune them.
Exactly.
I would love to have 444 and 432. But yeah, then you need twice as many bowls. But yeah. It was just really intuitive. I just started getting into all this information about how, you know, whether or not it's true, who knows? I don't know. But how our tuning system of traditionally, what we've been using for the past 100 years or so is tuning so that the A note equals 440 hertz.
Right.
And we kind of set that into place, and I think in the 1920s or something like that. I don't remember exactly when. But yeah. there's some people that say that was actually done to affect our consciousness in a way to keep us from being able to connect to the higher parts of ourselves, to be able to connect on a deeper level by kind of keeping us out of resonance with that state. And that the tunings of A432, there's a lot of information out there about that, is more naturally in line with the natural systems that we function within in this planet. And therefore, when we tune to those frequencies and work with those frequencies, it has a way of aligning us on a deeper level. And the same thing with 444.
Yes.
And yeah, I just know that I liked the feeling of 432, so I just stuck with it and haven't looked back.
Yeah, it is very instinctual or intuitive, I guess, is the word that I'm trying to find. And so tell us about your project. Is it, it's an album, correct?
Yeah, Becoming Light was an album I self-released in 2019, which was my third album in this style. I have a lot of other albums out, but and the where that album came from was between so after I got the bowls and I was singing with them and was not willing to do it in front of anyone ever because it was mortifying. I was pushed into a place where I kept getting offers to do that, and the other stuff I had doing for income had completely dried up. So I started doing sound journeys for people. And they went extremely well, and they started selling out, and I started getting all these offers, and I ended up going from not wanting to do that with people at all to doing like 8 to 12 a month, traveling all over New England and down the East Coast. And in doing that, certain melodic patterns, because I would, you know, it wasn't like I went and performed songs. It was just basically opening up and allowing the sound to happen with the loose structure that I kind of work with in groups.
Incredible.
But just opening up and allowing the sound to happen and just letting it go where it goes. And in doing that hundreds of times, however many events I did, I've done, just started to see patterns of similar melodies coming up. And with Becoming Light, I started to take those melodies and brought them into the studio and just, you know, really just sang the melodies and allow what turned out to be the songs on that album to just kind of come from those melodies. And I would it's not like I wrote it and I recorded the whole thing. I would just kind of build it as it went. And I did that with that whole record. But most of the melodies on that came out of kind of channeled sound healing journey work events that I was doing all over the place. And and I released that in 2019 and it debuted at number 6 on the New Age Billboard charts, which I'm still
That's amazing. About.
It was very awesome. It was really
You're an
cool.
inspiration. It's so cool, but, like I said.
Yeah, and the whole purpose of actually doing the sound and the reason why I was willing to step out and do it, because I feel like, you know, we're at a time in the world right now where everything is shifting. And it's sure. I've been talking about this for years, and in the past 2 years, it's become so completely obvious of how the systems are starting to
change.
Starting to Fail. Get shaken up, and things are starting to come loose, and things are changing. As difficult as that can be, change isn't always an easy, fluid motion. Sometimes it can be a little jarring. And the purpose of me doing this work was always to help people to get to spaces where they can attain higher states of consciousness and attain connection to the deeper parts of themselves and to the world around them and to others. You know, I've moved into strictly doing group work. I don't do individual work very often. Every once in a while, I'll feel called to when someone reaches out for whatever reason, just go with the intuition. But I mostly do group work because I feel like when coming together in that way and holding an intention together in that way and working, moving into deep states of consciousness, that amazing and powerful things can happen. And there's, you know, not just for my sound events, but there's lots of information out there about like the meditation effect, if you're familiar with that, about how
a little bit explain.
They've done studies where groups of people meditate together and crime literally drops like 75% in the time yes. around that and afterwards. And it's just really powerful stuff. Just the effect that our consciousness can have on the world, the physical world, the energetic world, really.
Sure.
Physicality is an illusion.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you think about sound and what sound is anyway, you know, when something is struck and it creates a wave, you know, it's moving the other air particles around it, right? Creating the wave to further move. And it's like, I feel like we're each doing that within ourselves. We're our own little particles, you know, and it's
yeah.
when we kind of raise ourselves in vibration and frequency. We're also moving the people around us as
yeah,
well.
And when you come together in a group and actually all are able to attain similar frequencies, it can be really powerful. It massively amplifies that resonance.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no. I wanted to talk to you about that. The whole like raising your frequency thing or raising your vibration thing. It's like, it's a popular term these days. And on some levels, sometimes it kind of makes me cringe a little bit when I watch the current marketing behind it, because I think there's a lot of it that we don't fully understand. And we're trying to like over commercialize or make it like a super woo woo topic, when I think it's a lot bigger of a concept than we can imagine. And it's very telling of our nature and our understanding of like our spiritual nature. And that's something that's very, very important. So in some ways I'm kind of like, oh, I don't love the commercialization of it all, but because a lot of people are speaking on that topic and you know, there's a lot of people that are knowledgeable about it. There's some people that are just jumping on the bandwagon and maybe not giving a lot of the right information. According to you, and for maybe someone who doesn't really understand the concept yet, what does it mean to raise your frequency?
I can give a really good example that lays it
I
out
love.
Perfectly how I
Wonderful.
See it.
Wonderful.
And you know, we are beings of flesh and blood, but on one level, you know, we need sustenance to survive, but we're also energetic beings, and physicality and from that perspective is an illusion. Everything is in a state of vibration, including, you know, the planet we live on, the solar system that we live in. And right now, what people are talking about with raise your vibration is just, well, there's it's certainly not like one specific path. Like you said, there's like a commercialization of it, but right now, like I was talking about, there's a shifting going on, and in that shifting, it's a vibrational upward cycling. And I always use the analogy of somatics as a good way to describe it. And it's really yes. not an analogy at all, because it is the actual physical display of what's happening on an energetic level. Somatics, if you're familiar with them, if you've ever, even if you're not, the most common way of showing somatics is when you take a sheet of metal and attach a speaker to it, and then play pure tone frequencies through the speaker, vibrating the sheet of metal. Kind of pure tone frequencies would be like what a singing bowl does. And then they sprinkle some kind of powder onto that sheet of metal. And as you hit specific frequencies, you get these beautiful patterns that are held in these particles. And all the particles are moving and flowing, but they're moving and flowing together and holding a pattern. But then when you start to raise that frequency up, that pattern starts to dissolve and all the particles start to move into a state of chaos without any seeming relation to anything else that's going on, until you get to the point where you hit that next resonant frequency, and instantaneously you get an even more beautiful, even more complicated pattern that snaps in, and everything is moving and flowing together again, creating this new pattern. And to me, that is exactly what's going on in the world today. We're in a place where the frequency of this planet and the people on the planet and in the whole solar system has been rising, and we've gotten to that point where we're kind of in an in-between stage, and everything is moving into a bit of a chaotic state, and has been for a while. And I've been talking about this for years. At this point, it's really obvious that that things aren't sitting like they used to. And to me, that's exactly what's going on. We're in that space where things are breaking apart a little bit, but it's not a shattering and an end to civilization as we know it. It's just a transitional point. And as we are able to raise our frequency up and match with these higher frequencies, holding a higher state of resonance, that as we do this on a collective level, as human beings and just with the whole planet, we'll snap into that higher state of being, that higher, that more complicated, more beautiful pattern. And I think that is exactly what's going on in the world right now. And those resonant states of frequency come back to, you know, what people talk about with 432 and whatnot too, hitting those specific frequencies where the patterns actually form. And that kind of ties back into 432 or 444.
Wow. Yeah, 528, all of it. Wow. I love that. Thank you for that. That I think that is a perfect explanation, a beautiful visual. And then moving into just the how of it all. I've been talking about that a lot on this little season of the podcast, is the how. How can we personally raise our vibration to, you know, to kind of affect the collective vibration? What can we do every day? Do you have any recommendations?
Sure. What we can do to help with that process is just allow ourselves the time and the space to go through the shifting process, because there's so much stuff that's coming up right now on a collective level, but also on an individual level. Past traumas and belief systems that just aren't a match anymore, and all of these denser energies that are kind of rising to the surface at this time, which is a nature of that shifting, allowing ourselves the time and the space to sit with that and process that, and ultimately transmute that on an individual level, which helps to clear ourselves up, make ourselves feel lighter and more connected, and on an individual level have that ripple out as well, which is exactly why I do the work that I do. And through doing that, through releasing and allowing ourselves the time to go through this process, I think that it's a natural evolution. It's not happening on its own. But if you're not doing that, if you're holding, I feel like if people are just gripping the old ways and trying to keep themselves in the old patterns, that's when things get bumpier and bumpier. And that's what we're seeing in the world right now. And as crazy as the world has been with everything shutting down, I also it's a curse, but it's also a blessing because it has allowed people the time to take a step back and actually do some of this processing. So it's happening kind of without us having to consciously do it on the one hand for everybody, but when you step in and actually consciously allow yourself to release these things and take the time for yourself and whatever works for you, meditation or getting out in nature and just allowing yourself to decompress these things, that will move you into this process of releasing and moving upwards.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Love Freak Podcast. If you like what you heard, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow this podcast on Instagram at @thelovefreak_. Don't forget, that's F-R-E-Q. Or if you'd like to find out more information, you can go to www.courtneycolemusic.com. Look for a new episode every other Tuesday.